So, I love dreams. I mean, who doesn't, right? First of all, don't mind the sound of the cat. And there she goes. And the fan. And the crickets. What was I saying? Dreaming. When you wake up from a dream and you get that sinking feeling, just kind of a bit of a broken heart, that the dream wasn't actually real, you know it was a good dream. Those are the best dreams. So being involved in the audio community to varying degrees pretty much my entire life, I often find myself developing crushes on voices. It's not that I'm not attracted to physical features, obviously, but the intimacy of the auditory experience or oral experience, what have you, has just always been sort of what, you know, got me ticking, I guess you could say. I discovered really early on that I really liked the sound of a man pleasing himself. You know, just raw, jerking off, man sounds, moaning, groaning. And, you know, at the time, it wasn't really common, I don't think, there was no GWA. There was actually, Literotica was around, but there were very limited audios there. So I would get all my porn from, like, Literotica, ASSTR.org, and I would just sort of troll Yahoo chat rooms. Yes, Yahoo chat rooms. Looking for, like, subtly, because you couldn't just announce that you were a woman in a chat room, because you would be, like, lambasted with dick pics, dick webcams. But basically, the idea was to chat with a man and hopefully have him sort of offer to send me an audio file. I might have begged to varying degrees. Not begged, but encouraged. Encouraged it. But yes, having crushes on voices. And to that end, slow build, a very slow burn, a very slow build. For example, not just flipping a switch and jerking off. Some conversation, some humor, some, you know, playfulness. And then, you know what a lot of audios lack is a really good preamble, in that women, and I know this for a fact because I've seen it on GWA and I've read it backstage, women, a lot of them, really like to hear the sound of a belt coming undone, pants unzipping. It's just something. It's it's small, but it's just the beginning is really important. The setting, you know, the circumstances, that all adds to it, because it's almost like the anticipation is more sexy than the end result. I mean, the end result is obviously the goal, but the build is just what gets you, you know? So this was meant to be some sort of improvisation monologue, but didn't really turn into that. One of my listeners was saying that women are conditioned to, men are conditioned to think that women never think about sex. And I was thinking about that. I mean, not think about sex, but are never, you know, horny and like men are. And I was thinking, it's interesting food for thought. I don't know if I could elaborate on it in the way that he was suggesting, because for me personally, I don't tend to just walk into a room and see someone and think about ripping their clothes off. That usually happens after getting a glimpse of their personality. I mean, obviously the physical appearance does come into play at some point. And, you know, if you're initially attracted to someone at the beginning, that helps. But really, the most sexy thing on anyone, I think, is the brain, the mind. So, anyway, food for thought. Penny for my thoughts.